heaven.
And are more on car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fox News Alert, we start with new reaction to a very dramatic day.
Birther bombshell.
Who knew this would happen today?
Big news of the day.
Stunning news.
It's an extraordinary moment, shocking and surreal.
We throw this word bombshell around quite a bit, but this really was a bombshell.
Now that the long-form birth certificate is out, is this over?
Will the mainstream media stop covering these sorts of issues?
Is the issue of the president's birth over or not?
Does this get enough where the mainstream media stops covering it?
Does that lay this entire issue to rest?
Is this over? Is it done? Can we please be done with this?
Well, that put all of this to rest, and that's what we're going to talk about right now.
Well, there's the news media. A lot of people in the news media, electronic news media, discussing the bombshell. It runs the gamut to, can we stop talking about it? All part of this ridiculous focus, the amount of coverage given this week to what has turned out to be the number one item on News Talk radio stations discussing President Obama's birth certificate. I'm Doug Steffen. This is another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits for the week ending Friday, April the 29th. Come join me at 800-510-8255. Let me give you a rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Sports talk radio, the discussions of the NFL, for example, and labor talks, number 10 on the countdown. At number 9, the tornadoes that ripped across the southern states. Royal wedding is number 8. Oy, that's my editorial comment on all the attention being given to that. So, so far we got a lot of hooey in the in the top 10. The Guantanamo documents published by WikiLeaks is number 7. High price you're paying for gasoline, number 6. Number 5, the budget battle and the debate over going up, up, up on the debt. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's press conference, number 4. National security shakeups, number 3. Number 2, the potential presidential candidates on the Republican side. And this foolishness about the president's birth certificate is number 1. On The Daily Show, Jon Stewart talked about Donald Trump's reaction to the president releasing his birth certificate.
Trump's made Obama's citizenship the tentpole of his presidential ambition. I imagine he's eating gold-dipped crow on this one.
Today, I'm very proud of myself. I am really proud. I am really honored. I feel I've accomplished something really, really important, and I'm honored by it. Okay.
Wow. That is the hardest I've ever seen Trump be on himself. Can I say this? I pray this man runs for president.
He said yesterday, he's happy as hell. We hear that it's business. Before that, he said, you wouldn't believe what my investigators on the ground are saying. Do the people in this country now need to doubt the information you're being given? Were you making this up? Where did this information come from?
No, I think what you're going to see, first we have to look at the certificate, but I am really happy that this has finally taken place because we have some issues that are unbelievably important.
You didn't answer my question, sir. You said me.
I think I did. No, I did answer your question.
I don't think so. I think he asked a question and then you said some words. I'm not sure that counts.
All right, so there's Jon Stewart on Donald Trump. You can expect that to be sort of fun. Did you have fun with this? Are you having fun with this? Is this fun? 800-510-8255. Let's listen up his couple of radio hosts named Scott Parks and Chris Merrill discuss with Darla Jay on their program the controversy. It's actually an argument over the president's birth certificate.
My initial thought was, finally, the birther movement in this country is finished. It's over. There's no coming back from this. And while I am a Republican, a proud registered Republican, I have looked at the birther movement as an embarrassment to the Republican Party. And so my initial thought of finally we can bring some sanity back to our debates regarding the policies of the president. We can get on to something with a bit of substance in it. And then conventional wisdom set in. and or at logic, that was my convention was, and then logic set in, and I realized for some of the people within the birther movement, nothing will satisfy, and they'll never admit defeat. They'll want video footage from 1961 inside the hospital room where he was born, or this is a forgery, or what took so long. You know, the birthers in this country, and I don't know what percentage of the Republican Party they make up. There was a very disturbing USA Today poll out yesterday suggesting it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 45% of registered Republicans. But this should do, but it won't do, this should do irreparable damage to the birther movement.
Darla J., your reaction.
Well, I'm sure Scott is very happy that this has now come out. But there is the question, why did he wait until Donald Trump brought it up? This has been going on for 2 years. It's been going on since before he was elected. And why did he, if it was available then, why didn't he go get it and show it to everybody? That would have been the end of it. Well, because I believe this president always has to have a straw man. And so it's either the Tea Party or it's the birther movement or it's this or it's that. But they waited until it got on all the news programs because, of course, conveniently, all of the news programs ignored this until Donald Trump started trumpeting it and saying, look, where is it? Where are his records? There are so many of his records missing. Why didn't he bring this out before, Scott?
Well, I was thankful for a long time, Darla, quite frankly, that the news media was ignoring the birther movement. Once Donald Trump opened his big mouth and brought this to the forefront, it made us as Republicans look worse and worse and, forgive me, Darla, but crazier and crazier. And I think that this has done the Republican Party, sadly, a lot of damage. Solely based on what Donald Trump has done. And if you look at this purely politically, sadly, this is a huge win for President Obama.
All right. So there's some more hooey on this. And by the way, Darla, how about another smoke and some more whiskey? Huh? Pass it around. 800-510-8255. So does that wrap this up? No, not by a long shot. More coming up. On the number one item this week, the Obama birth certificate, that's what you're listening to being discussed on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying, all signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255. Now let's focus on an excerpt from a radio program hosted by Bruce St. James, along with Rob Hunter and Pamela Hughes, talking also about the birth certificate issue.
After all this time, our long national nightmare ended because President Obama released his birth certificate. Right?
Oh.
Right?
Yes, yep. That.
So that's it. Stamp paid on it. Done. Moving forward. Correct? Not so fast?
I wish.
Wait a minute. You mean people are still not satisfied with
never
this birth
will,
certificate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to say, you just said never will, is it safe to say that anyone who is unsatisfied with the long-form birth certificate released by the president today that he did not have to release, he is not required to release, there is no judge asking for him to release, the Federal Elections Commission doesn't want to see it, nobody wants it. He did it for reasons that I still don't think he should have, honestly. If they're not satisfied by this, what would satisfy them?
Nothing.
Literally.
Nothing.
Literally, what would satisfy them?
Well,
I'm curious. Because by this definition, if that doesn't satisfy you, I can't prove that I'm a U.S. citizen either.
Well, I mean, because people are going to be able to find loopholes and make up stories and conspiracy theories wherever they want because they're not true. Mm-hmm. So you can make up as many untruths as you want to perpetuate whatever you think is the truth, but it's you're never going to satisfy everybody.
And I would like to know, what is the result of this? What is the result of a continuing this stupidness, to be honest with you? What do you hope to gain by continuing to question Obama's birth certificate?
Well, and for those of you, and Rob, you're getting text messages, don't you? Emails from people that are still trying to defend this, I don't even know how they have the common sense to construct the tinfoil hat to protect themselves from the control rays that are obviously coming down from the satellites. You're never going to be happy. And here's what I want to say, because somebody misconstrued this. Well, it's just because you love President Obama.
Whoa. Do they listen to your show?
Obviously, they don't listen. I am gleefully looking forward to the debate for the 2012 election cycle when somebody other than Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, because unfortunately we still only have two parties in this country. I wish we had more. I wish the Libertarian would be invited to the debates, but I know that they won't yet. It's not bad enough for people to break away from this destructive cycle. So fine, we're still going to have to go through the destructive cycle a little longer. I look forward to him having to defend a $14 trillion deficit. I look forward to him having to defend a $3.7 trillion debt, a yearly debt. I look forward to him having to defend an ongoing war in Afghanistan that he said he was going to stop. I look forward to him having to defend 50% of Americans receiving money from the federal government. I look forward to him having to defend all of these policies, views, and visions that I vehemently disagree with. Where he was born is not one of the issues that is going to affect this country or this election in any way, shape, or form.
This is The Countdown.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. the president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas, was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare. And priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get to Taco's Jan Michelson now, who had two callers on with opposite opinions about Donald Trump and the controversy that came about regarding the birthers.
Good morning, Christian.
Happy long birth certificate release day.
Do you think this will become a federal holiday in the future?
I think this is the same type of feeling that Boston Red Sox fans had in 2004 when they won the World Series for the first time in 80 years. This must be the same type of jubilation for a lot of people here in America. They may have the same type of feelings that the British subjects must have in the Kate Middleton and Prince Charming wedding.
Right.
I think this is a great day in America's history.
It's only a matter of time.
It's up there with the moon landing.
Oh, yeah.
It really is up there with the moon landing. you know, honestly, though, I was surprised by how many Iowans actually like the joke that is Donald Trump. If there's anything that is the detriment to American democracy, is having a guy like Donald Trump actually be a serious candidate.
Why?
Because he's a charlatan. This is a guy.
What did you call him? A sales?
A charlatan.
A charlatan. Okay.
Yeah. This is a guy. I don't understand how you can have a casino that goes bankrupt. I don't understand. I mean, did you just allow for shark cards come in, guys who just knew how to count cards, play blackjack all night long, and you just lost millions of dollars?
Apparently it was a casino where they gave the odds to the player rather than the house, and that's what happened, I'm afraid.
That must have been it.
He didn't have the heart to have the odds in favor of the house because he has a social conscience. You're criticizing him for having a kinder and gentler casino. You've got to be ashamed of yourself.
Donald Trump is a socialist, and we should get rid of people like him in the country. We have no room for socialists.
This is Todd. Good morning, Todd.
I'm telling you, I'm ecstatic about this, okay? I think that Donald Trump did what no one else was able to do. He's been pushing the issues which I believe are really important to my two kids, and that is China driving our country into bankruptcy, the oil, the Arabs and the oil issues driving our country into bankruptcy, and there's only one Republican candidate who's got the gonads to be talking about it, and he's got one victory under his belt. He made President Obama do something that President Obama did not want to do. He did not want to sink down to the common man's level and tell us that, okay, guys, yeah, I was born in the United States, right? I mean, he wouldn't have done that without Donald Trump. So while this other guy thinks that Donald Trump was a joke, there's guys like me who, I'm a self-employed, own two manufacturing companies, I've got a college degree, my wife's a teacher, I'm not some idiot, okay? And I like Donald Trump, and I think he's got a viable chance of being the next president of the United States.
And you, heard him say he's not even convinced yet that, the birth certificate is real.
And he shouldn't be. He should do what a normal process would be, and that is to evaluate the document, make sure it's authentic, and then say, okay, great, let's go on. That's what he should do. I mean, Donald Trump's not stupid. He didn't push this issue thinking that, well, gee, if he proves he's an American citizen, a natural-born American citizen, then I'm done. I mean, he thought this all out. In a game of checkers, he's moved into Donald Trump, or he's moved into Obama's front row. He's just been king, and I will, for the first time since college, I will get out and work a caucus and work for Donald Trump.
Well, today the president released his long-form birth certificate, proving once and for all he was born in this country. But you know, it never ends. Now Republican leaders are saying they want to see the placenta. Come on!
All right, there's Jay Leno with a shot. So there it is, the number one issue this week, the president's birth certificate being discussed high and low. Up next, a discussion of what you're paying for the price of gasoline. Number six this week is really something that is important versus what we were just listening to, I guess. Depends on your point of view. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
New data from Fidelity Investments estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need $230,000 to pay for medical expenses throughout retirement. And that does not include the cost of nursing home care. Healthcare will likely be one of the largest expenses Americans will face in retirement. And 68% of pre-retirees say these costs are one of their top three financial worries. Brad Kimmler of Fidelity Investments.
Most people don't realize until it's almost too late that they don't have access to retiree medical benefits. What we're advocating is that people do a retirement income plan and include in that income plan an allowance for health care costs in retirement, because that number is only going to grow over the coming years.
Call 1-800-FIDELITY to speak with a representative who can help you incorporate these costs into your plan. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC. I'm John Dridden.
Hamdro Antlock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antlock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antlock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antlock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Talk radio coast to coast.
800-510-8255. We're overviewing the charts for the week of April 25th to the 29th, 2011, and up to the number six item. Oh, sort of randomly going around these. Are the ones that seem to have the most input from you, and therefore we have chosen the price of gasoline. Certainly affects us all one way or another.
Number six.
Here, talk host Mike Rosen focuses on the way the news media held President Bush responsible for higher gas prices, but didn't seem to focus that much on the president now, at least not until now.
There's a fellow by the name of Don Smith who does an internet weekly conservative talk show. It's called The Don Smith Show. And he put together a little collage pointing to the hypocrisy in the media. George W. Bush was personally held responsible for higher gasoline prices when he was president. That's not the case with Barack Obama. The first few people that you're going to hear attacking George W. Bush include Barbara Boxer, the very liberal Democrat senator from California, Nancy Pelosi, and Hillary Clinton. Of course, you'd recognize their faces if you saw them in the video, but you might recognize their voices. Listen to what Don Smith has put together.
In 2006, the Democrats screamed bloody murder over the high price of gas. They claimed that this only proved that George Bush and Dick Cheney were corrupt. They even used this as a platform to gain control of the House and the Senate, and ultimately, the presidency. Let's take a listen back to 2006, and let's hear the outcry from the Democrats.
What do you say to people who are losing patience with gas prices at $3 a gallon?
What we are seeing is,
this is Barbara,
you know, a government run for the oil company. Drivers are paying a heavy price for the Bush administration's failure to enact a comprehensive energy strategy. This Congress, under the Democratic leadership, is working to make up for years of inaction, taking America in a new direction that helps bring down the cost of gas.
Gas prices have more than doubled since George Bush became our president.
Now, when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats took control of the House and the Senate, gas prices were at $2.33 a gallon. Then-Senator Barack Obama on the campaign trail in 2008 used this to tell the American people that he felt their pain. Take a listen to what he had to say in 2008.
I understand how desperate folks are. I met a guy who couldn't go on a job search, had lost his job, couldn't go on a job search, because of the high price of gas.
This
just
is couldn't
public fill up
policy
the
by anecdote.
I met a teacher in South Dakota.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Loved her job as a teacher on an Indian reservation. She had to quit because the drive was too far. It was taking up too much of her paycheck. I know how bad people are hurting.
Now, when Barack Obama was inaugurated as the president, gas prices averaged $1.87 per gallon. Now that they've more than doubled and five states have over $4 a gallon gas, does the president still feel our pain? Listen to what he had to tell one of his audience members recently when he was asked that question.
Now, I noticed some folks clapped, but I know some of these big guys, they're all still driving their big SUVs. You know, they got their big monster trucks and everything. You're one of them? Well, now, here's my point. You know, if you're complaining about the price of gas and you're only getting 8 miles a gallon, you know, well, you definitely need a hybrid van then.
Yeah. I guess this is another version of even if it would save only one life, wouldn't it be worth it? $4 a gallon gas is good because the air is cleaner and it'll save lives. There's the hypocrisy of the liberal media.
All right. Excuse me. That's Mike Rosen focusing on the way all of this is sort of chopped up. Pretty interesting to hear all of that, though, isn't it? Huh? We'll take some of your calls in a matter of moments. We're reviewing the hot 10 items. We're at number 6, the price of gasoline. Here, talk host Jim McKinney, Jay Morris, and Sean Patrick talk to a caller about ethanol.
Eric in Plainwell, how you doing?
I talk about why there's that money being sent to the oil companies to mix the ethanol with the gas. The subsidies that we pay them is because there's laws that mandate that they mix the ethanol with the gasoline. And, you know, I've been doing some research on it last week, and what we need to do is eliminate the ethanol mandate, eliminate that $4 billion subsidies, and allow the gas companies to produce a product that's best, which is the MTBE, which has been many states have put it on the list, and so did the federal government, of the banned substances, you know, so that now they can't use MTBE because then they get sued. But MTBE is actually a better product for gasoline than ethanol is, which is our food source.
Well, but these subsidies have been in place much, much longer than ethanol has been used. I mean, they certainly, you can say that part of the subsidies is for that, but I don't think you can say $3.6 billion in subsidies is solely because of ethanol. And if we got rid of the ethanol mandate, that these subsidies would disappear tomorrow. They were there before the ethanol.
Well, no, because their reformulation's been going on for 20-something years. They've been mandated, over in California and Illinois. I looked at it. There's a map they have right on their website. You know, the Department of, can't remember the name of it. It's one of the government websites that deals with this. But they have a map where there's a mandated reformulation of the gasoline. It's just different than the rest of the country. But there's also an ethanol mandate now for the entire country that they mix it in there. So there's reasons for that $4 billion, it's not a welfare program. It's just because there's laws that make a mandate that these companies do something. So in order for them to mandate it, then we got to pay for it. The government pays for something that they mandate.
Not always.
This is why we need to look at the entire operation. We need to look at all of these things, put them all on the table. So they all affect each other.
Bunch of phonies on this focus. 800-510-8255. Here is Jimmy Cephalo, who talks to energy analyst Phil Flynn about how much higher prices could go.
How high will this go this summer? Are we on the verge of $5, $6 a gallon?
You know, I don't think so, Jimmy. I think the only way that we'll see $6 a gallon is if, you know, a war breaks out again in the Middle East other than Libya. If we lose supply from Nigeria or if we lose supply from any other OPEC country, then I think $5 is a possibility, maybe even $6. But more than likely, we're probably getting pretty close to a short-term peak. Seasonally, prices have a tendency to peak out on this time. So I think more than likely, you know, we're getting pretty close to what we'll see for a high for at least the first part of the summer.
Yeah. Do we have a supply problem right now? I mean, is that one of the issues, or why is it so high?
No, I think it is a supply problem, but not in the traditional sense. I mean, if you look at gasoline supplies, you know, they're above the five-year average. Of course, they've been dropping pretty dramatically in recent weeks. And I think it's the problem with supply isn't so much what we have in storage right now. It's what we're going to get next week.
Right.
And I think the market is very focused on the risk to supply. And there's very much a concern that if we end up losing oil supply from one or two other countries, if, you know, we'll run out. So I think the market is, you know, increasing the price so we slow down demand so we don't run out.
Right. Now, the idea of the president calling for, and lots of presidents have done this, mm-hmm. and into the subsidies and tax breaks for big oil, what would that do? I would imagine it would harm the smaller oil companies, the ones that need to go ahead and have exploration, more than it would, say, Shell or BP.
I agree with you. I think the big oil companies would benefit from that. But you know what? What really this is? This is another attack on the American consumer. Who do you think is going to pick up these taxes? It's not going to be the oil companies. You know, the smaller oil companies might get squeezed out of business because they can't compete without these tax breaks.
Right.
So, you know, big oil is going to get them. And usually those costs get passed on to the consumer. You know, the president's is not doing anything or making any effort to lower gasoline prices. In fact, all of his efforts, you know, really would just increase prices.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm taking my time to comment, thinking about what's being said. How about you? 800-510-8255. We'll have one more bit of input from a conversation on Fox with Bill Hemmer, talking this time to Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia about the price of gas and Congressman John Boehner's changing position on tax breaks for the oil companies.
Gas prices. I don't think there's a hotter issue in this country right now.
Oh, isn't
it? We were on radio yesterday, and people were frankly ticked off. How do you think the White House is doing on that issue?
I don't think they're doing too well, and I don't blame people for being frustrated, because increased gas prices like this are nothing but a tax on everybody. And frankly, part of the reason why we've got the situation we do is we don't have any national energy policy. And so what does the president do yesterday? He sends a letter to Capitol Hill demanding that we raise taxes on oil companies. If you want to bring prices down, I'm not quite sure how that is the answer to our problem right now.
Are you referring to the subsidies? Because Speaker Boehner alluded to that two days ago in Ohio, suggesting that the subsidies to the oil companies should be taken back. Would you support that?
Well, listen, you know, what I support is overall tax reform. I mean, part of the criticism here is that an individual industry has been able to curry favor and get a preference in the tax code. That's the problem. Our tax code is a mess, and we are advocating through the Republican plan and the budget to go about reforming the tax code, bringing down rates so we can see an economy begin to grow again. Now, the energy piece is we're going to be dealing with that when we get back next week. I mean, the House position is very clear. We want the government, we want the administration and President Obama to stop denying the issuance of permits for exploration and production. We want the Obama administration to lift its essential moratorium on drilling in parts of our country offshore. And we've got other areas in our country offshore that want to actually begin exploration, and they're not going along with that.
The answer to the question, though, is no, you don't support taking away the subsidies.
I support doing so in a broader sense, okay? And I'm saying that the tax code as it stands now has failed. We need to go about broadening the tax code, getting rid of loopholes, special interest loopholes. If you characterize this as that, fine. If not, we ought to have the same rules apply to everybody, and that's the point.
Okay, your thoughts on the price of gasoline, no matter where you are, from across the country in the Northeast or the Southeast or the Midwest to the West Coast. Everybody's upset about this, so here's your chance to vent and feel good about it when you're done. Intelligent callers up next on the countdown.
Arlic bread? Ezer Allied? Wrench rise? When the food you eat has nutritional gaps, so do you. But fortunately, you've got Centrum, with more key nutrients than one-a-day essential. Centrum helps you fill the gaps better. So go on. Order that pumpkin eye. Nosh on those rackers. Feast on those ish sticks. Filling those nutritional gaps is as easy as taking a Centrum. Centrum, complete from A to zinc.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
New data from Fidelity Investments estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need $230,000 to pay for medical expenses throughout retirement, and that does not include the cost of nursing home care. Healthcare will likely be one of the largest expenses Americans will face in retirement, and 68% of pre-retirees say these costs are one of their top three financial worries. Brad Kimmler of Fidelity Investments.
Most people don't realize until it's almost too late that they don't have access to retiree medical benefits. What we're advocating is that people do a retirement income plan and include in that income plan an allowance for health care costs in retirement, because that number is only going to grow over the coming years.
Call 1-800-FIDELITY to speak with a representative who can help you incorporate these costs into your plan. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. I'm John Dridden.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna, chicken of the sea?
800-510-8255. We'll spend most of the rest of this hour discussing what I think for most people is the hot issue, the price of gasoline, what we're doing about it, what we can't do about it, what you'd like to do about it. So, Rick, please help yourself. You can be up first. You're on the air, sir, live.
Morning, Doug.
Hi.
Yeah, I used to haul fuel. I was a transport driver, and I remember oftentimes shortly after the big hurricanes hit, Katrina, and we had the 50-cent increase in a week. I'd talk to people, and I'd explain to them when I was unloading, and they'd ask me, why is the price going up? They'd say, well, the price is going up because the price went up. And they didn't get it. I said, well, if the price goes up for you, it goes up for the transporter, too. And, you know, all those trucks have to buy their fuel just like anyone else. And, you know, if the government really wanted to do something, they could subsidize that. You know, just like they subsidize the farmer by eliminating the road tax for their tractors, they could subsidize the transporters, and everyone would do better. They'd sell more gas, they'd collect more road use tax, and we might get out of this hole a little bit.
What would you like, but let's get away from everybody else. I want to know what you want to do about it.
Personally?
Yeah.
Well, I bought a better fuel economy vehicle. I'm planning my trips. I'm driving less.
All right, so then you're helping. It's important that everybody help on a singular, individual, personal level, I think. So you've attacked it from both sides. Good. Thank you. Daryl in Memphis, KWAM. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Morning.
How are you?
All right, sir. What about you?
All right. Our problem is big oil, and our problem is OPEC, okay? The fact that they have such a tight grip on how the oil is pretty much sold around the world, I mean, they affect the prices themselves. The government doesn't have anything to do with a private entity that sells oil. The government is not in the oil business, okay? Only thing the government could do is put more restrictions on these private companies. The fact of it is, OPEC is killing us, okay?
Yep.
This oil is killing us. Majority of our oil that we get from South America, and we get from Canada.
Which has been the problem, too. Why are we getting American oil, everybody's asking. 51 after.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
$800-510-8255, the price of gasoline. Coming up, a focus on Ben Bernanke's Fed news or press conference. But Morton in New Hampshire, let's get your thoughts on drilling and the price of oil, et cetera, sir.
I've heard a lot of discussion about cutting costs and trimming down the government. I agree with that fully. However, I think when we haven't really looked at recent history. That history should be what's happened in Alaska. And it seems to me that Alaska has shown wonderful profit-making, more jobs through its drilling of the Alaska pipeline. I'm told that individuals in Alaska are given every year a check, instead of a tax, a check in the amount of something like $3,200. I feel the Anwar province has much more resources, much more in the ground oil and gas than the Alaskan field did, and it's in the same area and it's not underwater.
800-510-8255. Time to drill up in Alaska. Here's Don listening to the countdown in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I have a suggestion that, if implemented, okay, would go a long way toward lowering the price at the pump, and we wouldn't have to go to war for oil. Okay, but first, we have to understand why the price is high. The price is high because we're being outbid. The oil drilled is being sold on the world market, and we're being outbid by these new countries like South Korea, China, the ones that are becoming newly industrialized. Okay, the speculators see that, and they also worry about devaluation of the dollar, so they buy futures of oil, okay, at ever-increasing prices, thinking that we're going to have to, you know, pay higher prices to get it on the world market. Okay, having said that, All right, if we drill in Alaska offshore, et cetera, that oil goes to the world market, and we're in no better shape than we were before. And the newly formed leases for these places to drill, there should be a clause in there saying that this oil has to be sold, refined, and distributed in the United States. That would completely lower the price. That would do the trick.
Doing the trick. That's what we need. 800-510-8255. To Illinois we go, where Ray is listening. You're on live on the countdown, and you're going to wrap this up for us, Ray.
Well, I'm sick and tired of hearing big oil get the blame. The last I heard, they've got a 4% profit margin. Their profit margin is lower than Pepsi.
Yeah, but you know what, Ray, what people, when they see that Exxon made $11 billion in profits last month, all of that, which you have just said, goes out the window.
Well, I understand that, but you need to be realistic. Companies are in business to earn a profit, for crying out loud. You take away the profit, the company goes out of business.
All right. Well, I think I'll have to leave it at that point. I'd like to drill, if you will, more into your thoughts. But we have just time now for a conversation from a talk radio program hosted by John Sanchez, who focuses here on the reasons that Ben Bernanke gave the first press conference ever by a chairman of the Fed.
Ben Bernanke gave his first ever, and I mean ever, public press conference. Now, why did the chairman do this? Wealth Advisors and I were talking about this before the show, and I was posed that question. Very simple. A few months back, if you recall, Congress really gave Ben Bernanke, well, let's just say they put him under some pressure, more so than normal. Now, why is that? Because what they said is, look, you've got to provide some clarity to this economy. Not only do the markets here in the U.S., but markets around the world. We're tired of trying to read in between the lines of what you and the FOMC mean when you have a Fed decision. So, therefore, we want you to give a press conference, talk to us in English, answer some of the press's questions, and provide some clarity. Well, this was a very, very controversial idea because the Fed chairman, all the way back into history, has always been a very quiet, very private type of person. Remember when Greenspan was at the Fed? One of the things you always had to do with Greenspan, you had to read in between the lines. You know, even attorneys couldn't understand what Greenspan had to say. You would read two or three sentences of his testimony, and then what would happen? You have to kind of create your own verbiage. What did he mean? He said A before the, and so therefore, you know, remember it was so much with Greenspan that even people started to judge what the Fed was going to do by the way he carried his briefcase to a Fed meeting. That's how closely Fed chairmen are analyzed. So Bernanke agreed a few months ago that after this FOMC meeting that he was going to hold a press conference. And indeed he did do that. Now, there was a lot of fear, of course, that maybe the chairman was going to slip and say something he shouldn't say. I didn't think that would happen. Bernanke is very careful about every word that is uttered out of his mouth. As expected, the Fed did not do anything to interest rates. Market didn't budge on that news. What did the market budge on? And budge on the upside, well, it was Ben Bernanke's press conference.
Pretty interesting stuff. The stuff that conversations are made of, and that's what the stuff is on the talk radio.